Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to awaken to the truth of your soul? Welcome to today's episode of I Dig Your Soul podcast with your host, Nadia Khalil.
Today's show. Today is the 10th of March. 7 years ago today, we started this show. We worked our way all the way to the 7-year itch, and we're still itching. We're trying to figure out, hey, what's a better way to do this over and over and over again? I see that Liam wrote in there, they say every cell in our bodies has changed by 7 years. We're literally different people. That is true. That's actually in Origins of Truth, the book. I think the best thing that we have going for us is that book came out because it has truly become just my anti-anxiety medicine. If I'm ever feeling something off, I go, I open a page, I read the page, and it just redefines for me that every day is just part of a big picture. It's not meant to take me down or hurt me, even though at times you start to think that life is hurting us. But I thought, what was the most important thing? If I were to take one thing, other than the first thing that Christ said, that 1 ounce of pure love or pure intent will overcome any obstacle provided it's pure. And I remember asking, how do I know if my intentions are pure? That question birthed Origins of Truth. It birthed it. So I'm going to tell you guys something. When I first started this, I had 3 goals. My first goal was to maintain respect and integrity of the information, which is super hard to do because sometimes to sell something, you really have to go over the top to get attention. And the long road is to just keep doing what you're doing. And I chose the long road because I knew in my heart that I was going to do this for the rest of my life, for the rest of my time here. The second one was to get 1 billion books out. Still working on it. But I will tell you, we are selling more of Origins of Truth today than when I published it. And we're talking, 2007? So let's say it is 17. That's 10 years. And then you add 3, 4. So that takes us to 14 years that book has been out. I have to add, you guys, I make so many mistakes counting. I said I saw Christ in 2001 on my first interview because I thought I turned 40 that year, and it was 2002. So just saying, or I thought I was going to turn 60 this year, and it turns out I'm turning 59. So I have to keep track of numbers. If I ever say one, just correct me. So the first one was to maintain integrity and respect. It wasn't hard for me to do, but it's the long road. The second one was the 1 billion books out, working on it. The third one was to record as much film and recordings before I leave Earth so that I can leave it behind. Those were my only goals. So once I realized what intentions mean and how they drive things, I was pretty clear that if I didn't know what my intentions were about something, I just wasn't going to do it. I just wasn't going to do it. So the other announcement I have is that, and this is a save the date thing, on January 15th, 2022, I am going to speak and just tell the story. I'm going bigger public now for people who don't know me. We're just in the beginning of, we're going to secure the location next week, and we're going to break up Origins of Truth into the Book of Truth, Love, and Purity, so it breaks it down and makes it easier. And we are going to do a speaking engagement on that day. We have the entire theater. So we are, you know, more news to follow, but the long road is really the best road because I would not have been ready any sooner. So those are my announcements, and that's my part of this. But what's happened to you guys in the 7 years? What happened? And Maureen Cook writes, I super love this. As an original listener, I salute. Thank you in Christ for this show and all my out there questions. You have tried to answer for me all your love, time, and attention. You sure have helped all of us through so many times. And then you have the you have the comments. Where I get, so where do we land on trading cards? And I'm like, books of quotes from Paul Clark. And then we'll put the most used quotes on trading cards. One of my most used quotes, believe it or not, is that ego is not a destination, it's a teacher. Every time ego tries to interfere, oh, Francis wants that date again. It's January 15th, 2022. It is a Saturday. It's to start off next year. I was going to do it January 1st, but I found out men probably wouldn't come. It's a huge football day in America, so I had to hold back. But it will be in Beverly Hills, California, at a theater called the Saban Theater, S-A-B-A-N. Pretty exciting. I feel like it already happened, but it really is time. And so then I have Paul Clark, who wrote, it's been an unbelievable journey. I can't think of Facebook Life not being empty without us being able to share the things from the show. And Susan Ulrich writes, it has been a marvelous journey. Wow, what a day today is. I am so happy. Wish you all a marvelous day and a super happy week with lots of wonderful people and places and experiences. So we get that all of our experiences or your questions shaped the show. This show isn't about any of us as one of us. It is about all of us. Every single one of us, every single day. We haven't pushed buttons to hurt ourselves. We've pushed the buttons to carry us. And the negative found its way out, and it will become positive on its own time, but being in this environment maybe didn't help. And being positive, we found out, can create greater positivity, just like Christ said and has been saying throughout time. And then there's Liam, who I met prior to Facebook when I was still doing a blog, when blogs first started, and putting out snippets of my writing. just little snippets, right? And found me here. And there's a few people. There's another man from the Netherlands who found me through my blogs. And then Facebook started. So Liam writes a whole compilation. Maria says, what a brilliant compilation. Just to open each soul. Since the name changed, in order to open, then needs to be typed, I Dig Your Soul podcast, replacing the Nadia Khalil Morning Show. Let's enjoy so much beautiful work. Because Francis cataloged all the shows from day one. Paul Clark said, let's start a page. And then all the people that I got to meet when we did the summits. We have done a lot. We have created a movement of love and purity. And we have Eliana on saying, oh my God, congratulations, Nadia. And I say congratulations right back to all of you. Right back to all of you. Eliana was the one who came up with Dream Theme Thursday. And then I have, let me see, I think I got it. Okay, I have to make sure I'm not missing anyone in the chat. What happens? What happened in these 7 years? We all grew up. We grew up and away from excuses, from blaming, from judging, from understanding that when we hurt each other, it's because we're hurt. Using terms like self-love, self-accounting, that's all normal now. Now that's like old hat. Oh, we're talking about self-love again. What about it? And then we start talking and we realize there's a lot about it. So here's Liam writes a book in itself about the shows, but he says things like, I had in my computer from some shows over the years, happy 7th anniversary, the show on 2017, January 15, or 25, sorry, see I am with numbers, horrible. Relationships are always exchanging energy. What energy are you exchanging? And he writes, What are we exchanging in a relationship because we reap what we sow? That's all about accountability, right? To know, you guys have to read it. It's on I Dig Your Soul page. It's way too long for me to read. All of it. But just quotes from the show, like take care of the little things. Finish conversations that you start. Don't leave things unfinished before bed and allow something to ferment between you. Ask if you answered their question instead of just think you answered it and I told them. Because the exchange of energy just glows and builds and grows and builds over and over and over and over again. And that's how we trust their judgment. That's how we build appreciation, right? So he's pretty much outlined that show. And Francis did it in the cataloging, a short snippet, not that short in some cases, of the shows. Things about patience, talking about patience. Again, another show on August 9th about negative begets negative and positive begets positive. I cannot say that enough. Because people, while they're going on that track, they don't get it. And then when you tell them, they're like, oh my God, how did I not see that? Told my gardener that positive begets positive. He's been the gardener at this house long before I'd ever come. And I do a lot of gardening work. So he basically comes and cleans up what I do all week. So there's some the vacant land next to my house. And I go out, and it's a hillside. So I cleaned that hillside. It took me a week, like 3 to 4 hours a day with a rake, and I pulled everything down to the street. Took forever. And I slid down the hill a couple times, but it was more funny than not. But I did it. And he came and he's like, you did this by yourself? And I'm like, I love doing this. Drive by it when I would come home every time I would leave just to see how clean it was after it was done. And he said, well, I have to charge you to come pick this up because we have to. This is dirt. I have to come and take it away. And it's too much for the trash can. I said, I'm fine with it. I just wanted it clean. So I cleaned it as much as I could without, you know, going into complete city property and overstepping. But you know what happened? After I started cleaning it, the city came in and cleaned the rest of it. Now that it was halfway done. There was a lot of shrubbery that grew over the sidewalk, so you couldn't see the sidewalk when you were walking. And they came and they cut it. They created the sidewalk. There was an old sign on there. They took it off. Because positive does beget positive. It doesn't have to just be what we said. It's what we do. It's the energy. The energy of what we put out there. Some days I do shows and I go, ah, I wonder what I said. Because you know how Christ is. He just kind of jumps in. And then I take notes sometimes when I'm talking to you guys. I'm like, oh, I don't want to forget that. Oh, my gosh. Just saying it that way. Just saying ego is a lesson, not a destination. That changed my entire view of ego. One, it made me not fear the silly thoughts it puts in my head. And two, it made me enjoy the fight. It made me say things like, you're just a lesson. What's my lesson? What's my intent? Why do I want that? What do I want back from it? What do I need from it? Why do I need it? And just start pushing that button. There was one that Liam wrote about Questions Friday, about Origins of Truth is a magic book. That is a magic book. The more you understand, the more you can understand. These are his quotes. The only souls who have to come back to repeat their mission are suicides. Each color has a job. Before God, all that's inside you, your contents are known. When we pass, we do not take any negative with us. There are no mistakes. If you're here, you belong here. Self-pity is an energy. If we adopt it, your anger at people is not about them, it's about you. We cannot get an answer in life about life without being pushed to discover it. These are just one show. Then there's another show that says we tend to underestimate love. We do. For more than half of my life, I thought love was another person. I didn't even think of my family, my parents as love. That was like automatic. But when I thought of love, I thought it was a person. I thought it was marriage. That happily ever after, that is what I thought. Boy, did I go for a ride when I saw Christ. I never thought of loving myself. I thought of taking care of myself. But that never walked into loving myself. Why did I need to love myself? I can make my family love me. I'll do everything I can for them. And they did love me, but they were automatic love. I was my parents' daughter, and I was my sister's sister, and I was my brother's sister. But getting love from someone I didn't know, well, that was a whole nother dimension for me. Isn't that crazy? Another show. People say they are okay, but when we get in an argument with them, all their inner resentments come out. Resentment is a very subtle, but it happens when we haven't been heard for a long time. We had to understand what resentment meant. Because resentment points fingers at other people and judges and gets mad and blames. And now, when we're feeling that, we're like, whoa, wait, why am I feeling that? What did this person really do to me? What did they really do to me? And what part of that did I bring to my doorstep? All these conversations, these shows. So I guess I achieved my final goal, as much film and recordings before I leave. And then Francis decides, I'm going to catalog all the shows and download them so they'll never be lost. And here they are. There's another show. When we're in a partnership with someone we choose, the only history we know is what they tell us and what their family tells us. It's important to meet the families of the people that we are bringing into our everyday life and giving them our most important asset, which is our time. Expect relationships to be fixers, not something we learn. I love them, I'll accept whatever they tell me, and then they tell you something that's so crazy that you're either going to have to blindly accept it, or you're going to have to question it, and it may mean the end of that relationship. Think about that. Don't give your loyalty until you know what you're doing. Don't give your loyalty until you know you're past the curious phase. Because in the beginning, we're all curious. And sometimes we can't tell the difference between love and curiosity, right? That's another big one. Or to tell the truth to yourself so that you never have to worry about telling the truth to anyone else. The worst truth will always be better than the best lie. Always. Or understanding. When it's time for us to go, it's time for us to go. We always feel bad if we have to change our job or we feel like we're not being stimulated anymore at work. We're like, oh my gosh, what am I still doing here? And then you feel like you're betraying everyone by leaving, by changing. Sometimes it happens in relationships and that isn't fun at all. But we have to find a way to get to our truth. Sometimes it's where we live. Sometimes it's the car we drive. Those are easier. There's certain changes we can take easily and some that are super hard. Acted out the negative parts, the angers in divorce, the fights. But people are starting to say, hey, we've outgrown each other. We're leaving each other in a good place. We're starting to see that show up. Because we understand that once we're done learning, that's a super hard one because you think, my gosh, how could I stop and start all this time? Sometimes we do, sometimes we stay and we fix and we grow. Eliana's thanking Francis. I love accessing the shows and archives. It's a gift for all of us. Eliana came to the first summit and taped the whole thing, which we have all on film, going back to the recordings in the film. Paul started the page, I Dig Your Soul. We morphed from Christisms to the Nadia Khalil Morning Show to I Dig Your Soul. In the 7 years, it's been fun, you guys. We have healed in ways that we didn't even think we needed it. Just by being here. Just by waking up in the morning and hearing something positive. We talked about narcissists to nauseam. And there's still so much more to say. But then one of the quotes Niam put, narcissists need to plug you in. They see you and they don't see you. That's what happens when we're here. It became a home for us to talk about the stuff we see without hurting anybody's feelings or accusing anyone. Defining ourselves in our own lives helps us see what everybody else is doing. Francis writes, narcissism. Ah, I know. I didn't know what it was when I was married to it. I couldn't figure out how I loved somebody and didn't want to be there because I lost myself. And it took me a long time to find myself back after that. And learning not to blame, even in that, because toxicity is far-reaching, as one of the quotes in Liam's, I want to call it his article. And then Maria writes, the quote, those who know will teach those who don't know, and those who don't know will teach those who don't want to know. It is happening in front of my eyes. With love, a delight. Each day ends as it should. That one has saved me, because I'd be like, why did that happen today? Especially if it was something that I did, that I didn't like. And then I'd go, well, I have to accept the fact that every day ends as it should if I'm doing my best. Or the 1 ounce of pure love or pure intent will overcome any obstacle, provided she has that it's true and it is pure. Because pure intent is hard to come by. It's one of those things we think, but everybody will understand. Doesn't matter if everybody understands. If you understand, everybody will understand. And understanding that change is always happening, or we wouldn't be here. Look at how much we've changed. How we've taken loved ones passing. How we've taken new births in our families. How we've taken change in our families, how we've stayed in relationships we thought we wanted to run away from, and how we left relationships we thought we wanted to keep. Coming clean is such a gift. It lightens our load, and it gives us room to breathe and to enjoy our lives. Over and over again, that's what happens here. What a home. And I'm so blessed to know all of you. This has been an incredible journey. I never thought it would go this long. I never felt the time. I just felt the love. You guys, I'll see you tomorrow on Dream Theme Thursday. Have a great day. I love you guys. Bye-bye. And thank you.
You have been listening to today's Daily Dose of the I Dig Your Soul podcast. To learn more, visit www.nadiakhalil.com.